What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city currently known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Stuck in a Reverie by Tati O'Miel off of their Carousel EP, and you heard it on Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. What's up? And today's definition of the word cool is cool noun reflection. We did an episode on mirrors a while ago. I think to be exact on like October 24th, episode 134. And I was looking at like my notes for that episode. That episode went hard. That episode was, there's a lot of thought put into it. Who's to say if the thoughts were good, but wow, was my brain working on that day. And I don't know, I just wanted to talk about it a little more. Not enough was said. I'm just kidding. Wow, what a joke. I wanted to talk about reflection because it's the new year. It's 2024. It's my, Dork's favorite holiday. I love the new year. I feel like it gets a lot of flack because it has this like hype around it, or this idea of it as being this kind of like rowdy event. Like, I feel like people associate New Year's with events a lot, and they lose sight of what the point of the new year is, which is a kind of an arbitrary day where we decide that we get a new start at something or everything, and we decide like that we can just like prioritize different things and have a different outlook and like have a different like not value but like put care into new things in our lives, or reinvest care or adjust or whatever. Like, it's just like a nice, I think it's like a nice practice that it's just kind of like a random day where we are encouraged to just sit and reflect, and I think that's a beautiful thing and I love it so much. And I also love, I don't know, I love gold. I love sparkles. Who doesn't? And also, who are we kidding? Love a good party. I also kind of like, not like all of, it gets a little, the rowdy I don't get into. But a nice vibe with like a like lights and glitter and you get to kiss someone. Like, come on, what's not to love? What's not to love? So we're talking about reflection. We're talking about like what kind of like reflection, what it means to reflect, I guess. Obviously, and like this, the reason why I mentioned mirrors at all is kind of the most basic idea of the word, or like understanding of the word reflection, is in a mirror or like in a shiny surface, an image of, I feel like the most common, just because we often look in mirrors and we are in that reflection. So, I mean, I really associate mirrors with like, not myself, but like with a very active kind of like on outlook, I guess, or perspective. I don't know. Like, it's always like someone is looking at that, if that makes sense. And this metaphor, I guess, because we talk about, I mean, like on this show, we were talking about it recently. I can't remember exactly which episode, but how we're kind of like, there are so many words that we use and like throw around that are really like interesting metaphors for like very basic practices. So like reflection, it describes the noun, this noun of like what is seen, what is reflected, an image that represents visually yourself and your surroundings. And then we like kind of like extrapolate that, what that means to us, whether that's like the practice of looking at ourselves, the practice of like, or like the fact of having something to examine, things like that. And then we apply this kind of like thoughtfulness to it. And my brain wants to say opportunity, but more, I think, like an experience, the experience of that. Which I think is really interesting. And I really like, I enjoy that that's a use, not only like a use of that word and like a use that's very common, but also like I love that practice that we as English speakers, I guess, really, really have and like gravitate towards. And obviously it's not just English speakers, but yeah, I just like, it's something that I've been noticing and I've been thinking about a lot and reflecting on. And I think like, yeah, these really basic, what's interesting to me about it is that it's always like a very basic, seemingly universal thing. But what's also then interesting about that is everyone, I think, approaches a reflection very differently. And people have different relationships with seeing their reflection and like what, like, I don't like, and I can't help but think that that then also kind of can be extrapolated to how they view like reflecting more deeply, if we want, if that's how we want to talk about it. So that's kind of what we're talking about. That's kind of like the basis of what the combo is, different ways to view reflection as per usual. And we're going to move along. So this next song is Look Both Ways featuring Pink Sifu by No Such Thing off of their Continua Deluxe album. And you guessed it, you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Swerving on the ends, getting closer. Ain't no other way around, straight ghosts. They seem like they had it on the poster. Don't even look that wide to me. That's just me. We singing some pray while my nigga preaching. Give love, some reaching. Some cheer by the curb, never feasting. While the sun cheer, we teaching. Moon calling on my speaker. On the road for my people. When meals repeat. Lost in light, like I be off in the street, fucking right. Hear me clearly, working for the light every night. Not creatures, snakes everywhere, I see them. Like any window we clean, it's fresh every night. Like my features, my soul, flesh, connect till we eye. Ain't half taking no steps, I'm only bringing half a mile. All of them next, cash out. Ain't worried about shit, walking in here, my hair out. My socks, new nails, laughing. Speedy dragon, trees just passion. Look both ways when you pass. Look both ways when you tryna catch it. Pull over to the side when we get tired. Gang still active, it's all cause of passion. You can't tell a nigga nothing when he made up his mind. Tragedy, but I feel him exactly. Gold days, mind swinging all the time. Rabbit chasing what I like to design. Holes in the pavement, see I'm pacing at my mind. See I'm piecing together all of my mind. See I'm pacing, slow chasing all the time. Look both ways, gone. Look both ways, look both ways.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hankamenam-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the song Labradorite featuring Future Star by the Golden Age of Wrestling, local icon. Just before that was one of Discovery Zone's newest singles, Mall of Love, and then opened that set with Look Both Ways featuring Pink Sifu by Nosaj Thing. You're listening to Teachable Moments. You're just what's up, what's hot, and what's not. And today's definitely cool is cool noun reflection. We talked about images and like that very like basic understanding of like what a reflection is. It is like an image that is like shown back at us in a surface. But then the other kind of thing, or another way that that word is used, is like as like a sequence or like a consequence. So like something being like when almost like a cause and effect, like the effect reflects the cause. And yeah, I guess like this idea or like the relationship of reflection and sequence, I think, is really interesting, because obviously if we're like, again, like extrapolating this basic metaphor of an image being reflected in the surface, like that's very much something that follows. Like that's very much like you stand in front of the mirror and then you see like your reflection in it. And if something in your environment changes, the mirror image will adjust, like that change will happen in the mirror image as well. And I think, I think like it's an interesting, or like, I don't want to say it's interesting because I feel like that's like not a good phrasing of it, but I do think that it's maybe, I don't know, an exciting way to like reframe reflection as like a series of things building on themselves, a sequence of actions, a sequence of thoughts, a sequence of promises. So those are my thoughts on sequencing and reflection, and we're gonna move right along because we're running out of time. So this next song is Feels Like Coming Home by Blue Hawaii, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
MRG Live is pleased to present the legendary DJ Shadow live at the Vogue Theater on January 23rd. Don't miss your chance to catch this pioneering producer performing music from his latest release, Action Adventure, alongside his rich three-decade-long catalog, which includes collaborations with artists such as Run the Jewels, Nas, and De La Soul, among others. For tickets, head to admitone.com and search for DJ Shadow.
Are you tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
Prayers of my dogs, though. Best locked up in a broad. I cut the cost of my mental. No peace of mind. I hope I find my way still. Way still, way still. Depression, got no gold in my head. Flexing, got my mama. He's stressing, got my folks. I need to take care of it. Servitude, depression, got no gold in my head. Flexing, got my mama. He's stressing, got my folks. I need to take care of it. Servitude, depression, got no gold in my head. Flexing, got my mama. Folks, I need to take care of it. That silver tooth depression. Got no gold in my head. Flexing, got my mama out here stressing. Got my folks, I need to take care of it. That
I disrupt the night. Speakers make mountains flashing white. Trusting me closes right. Trusting, trusting. Hold me tight. Makes me go. Show skin beneath clothes is right. Show skin, hold me tight. It makes me go. Show skin, hold me tight. Back to you, father, father, will ya come through?
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations, and the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Okay, this is a tough one. You just heard the song 1357907135102923. By Otto Benson off of their most recent release, Bobbery. I was practicing that so much and I was so close. But whatever, I feel like I did my best. Either way, you're probably not going to look up that random series of numbers. I would recommend, though, listening to Bobbery. I love Otto Benson, and this album is no exception. Just for that, though, was Elijah by Moneyphone off of their album World Peace Inside Me, and then opened that set with Feels Like Coming Home by Blue Hawaii, one of their two new singles, which is pretty exciting stuff. you're listening to Teachable Moments, one of CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not, and today's session we're cool is cool reflection. Nope, cool noun reflection. Wow, we're bumbling right now. So we've talked about image, we've talked about sequencing and consequence with reflection, but this is kind of like the most, I guess, like what kind of motivated the whole point of this episode is like reflection being a thought. And like, I really think of this as more, or as thoughtfulness, but I really think of this more as like a verb. Like, I don't think that, obviously like reflection in terms of like the kind of like outcome of the verbing, the process of reflection is called a reflection, like, and that's true. But like, I really think that, like, and maybe this is related to what we were talking about with sequencing and reflection and this building of reactions and wants and things like that. And I think that the just like viewing a reflect, like the outcome of a reflexive process as like its own thing, I think is kind of silly. It like the remove, like removing context from reflection is that's like, that's the whole thing though. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? I feel like I haven't said a full sentence in about a minute, but yeah, like the actual kind of, I don't want to say product of reflection because that feels so like capitalist, like what's the product? But yeah, I guess like the outcome or maybe the consequence. I don't know. Maybe we can stick with the sequencing. Like, because again, like I don't think that a reflection is like a final form. I think it like kind of should always be not interrogated, but maybe challenged or yeah, built upon or expanded. And what I love about New Year's is that it's a really like random day where we've decided that we are like kind of allowed and encouraged to make changes in our lives, but that isn't like, if you view it as something that just happens on this day and then done, then that's not helpful. You aren't really like putting anything into practice. I think it like what it is an opportunity to like sit, think, and like reflect, like have these thoughts, have this process, and then kind of like check, not like hold yourself accountable to them through the year. And I'm not talking like go to the gym more, like whatever, that's like a good, if you want to do that, go team. But like, I'm like more like, okay, like how do I want to be? Like, how do I want to move forward? I think that's like really what's exciting about New Year's and things like that. So that's what I think. But we're gonna move right along. So this next song is That's Me by YF Bob Outbeck and Your Friend Brennan. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thank you.
Turn your radio to the CITR 101.9 FM on a Tuesday, specifically at 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. for saxophone Hella Primiti or saxophone Len Lee. Hosted by moi, accompanied with the improvisationalists, saxophonists, composers, and musicians of our great era since the 70s. Featuring artists such as Anthony Braxton, Albert Bailey, Solange, Ghostface Killah, Ornette Coleman, Sonny Ryan, that's 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. on a Tuesday to listen to saxophone a la Primiti or saxophone Lenui.
Everyone at VAMS understands the challenges of having a disability in an able-bodied world. Since 1988, the Vancouver Adapted Music Society has supported musicians with disabilities on their journeys. Check out Reimagine Radio on YouTube to learn more about our diverse community. To stay up to date with us, subscribe to the channel and drop a like to show some support.
Just anyone.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral traditional and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. I really wanted, one of my resolutions this year was to not be rushed and to end up talking so fast in these episodes, but unfortunately, we are not starting strong. We're running out of time, so we're just going to call these songs and then unfortunately move right into the next one. So the past song that you just heard was Watch Me, Watch Me Hit Bottom by TJ Felix off of their most recent release, Go Ahead and Reap the Folly of Sincerity. Then before that was Carib with the song Maxima off of their album Min. And then opened that set with That's Me by YF Bob Outbeck and your friend Brennan. I wanted to say something about inversion and reflection, but we don't have time. Listen to episode 134 for my thoughts on that, I guess, or other thoughts I have on that. This next song is Peace Sign by Casper McFadden, icon. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back. What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral traditional and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations, in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You are listening to CITR Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you, and today's session with Cool was cool. Now, in reflection, we talk about image, we talk about sequencing, we talk about thoughts. I mentioned inversion, but now we are done. This is a tragic ending to the episode, but maybe we'll revisit the topic. We're going to close the show with the song Love Mirage by Mindsign off of their most recent release, Snacks. And you are listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. And oh my days, Happy New Year.